This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden is all over it, man. Woo! Don't you feel safer? It's a safer world out there with the Democrats in charge. We're going to obviously poke some holes in that theory here this hour. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm Kevin Jackson, host of the show that you are currently listening to. Please visit our website, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and go see all the things that we bring you. This is our message. It's that simple. And it's an unadulterated, it is unmitigated. I'm not kowtowing to any media pressure. I'm not kowtowing to any sponsor pressure or whatever. Sadly, we don't have enough sponsors to kowtow to. But even if we did, they would come on this show knowing that I'm going to say what I want to say. And it's going to be the truth as we see it. And happy to debate it. You know, I have people tell me, always send me notes, Kevin, I got the shot, or this. Fine, you get the shot, we can debate it. I'm not telling you not to get the shot. And you know what, even though I personally wouldn't get it, and I feel that, you know, people that do have, you know, probably haven't researched it enough, but it's your business. But don't think you're going to tell me what to do, because it's not going to happen. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. So, we're talking about, obviously, the situation of Joe Biden in Afghanistan, the Democrats, the perilous situation now that Afghanis and Americans trapped over there find themselves in. But it's predictable. When you put a knucklehead, a moron, an idiot, an imbecile in charge of the military and the biggest economy in the world, and you expect him to go out and do something good with it, you're more stupid than he is. And no, there were not 82 million stupid people in this country. Maybe there were 50 million stupid people. I'll give you that. But Joe Biden getting 82 million is a joke. And this, you're seeing the result of it. The Democrats who didn't vote for him, who are going, you know, I didn't vote for that guy. I still don't understand how he made it. They're now wondering if they made a mistake. 16 million people left the Democratic Party before this debacle to come over to vote for Trump. How many more you think are going to come? Trust me, a lot. 44 people shot, 7 killed in Chicago last weekend. Almost as bad as Kabul, where 20 people died because they were trampled to death trying to get out of that third world crap hole. And as you think about the 44 shot, 7 fatally in Chicago, I want you to remember this. Chicago is only the 71st most deadly city in America per capita. Cities across this nation, folks, resemble Kabul's airport daily. Only there is no escape from leftism for far too many. Like in Kabul, only a few are going to get out. Whether they play sports or they, you know, get to school and do a career or figure out their lives, only a few get out. The majority of them stay trapped in that very same situation where cities across this country are being run by members of the American Taliban, a.k.a. the Democratic Party. Let me give you some. These were headlines that I took out after the weekend from Chicago, okay? I just want to show you they keep track of this. So here was the final tally, all right? Chicago shootings, 44 shot, 7 fatally in weekend violence across city. That was ABC 7 Chicago. You can Google this for yourselves. Prior to that, that was when I got this clip, it said 2 hours ago. That was the thing, 44 shot, 7 fatally. 5 hours ago, and the second thing underneath it, it says 6 killed, 38 wounded so far in weekend shootings across Chicago. That was CBS. So 3 hours earlier, 38 were wounded, six killed, 3 hours earlier than the one I gave you before. Then the last one I gave you, which was supposedly the final count, was Chicago shootings, 44 shot, 7 fatally. So in a period of 3 hours, you had 6 more people shot and 1 more killed. Now, wait a minute. 22 hours ago, because see, these things say 2 hours ago, 5 hours ago, 22 hours ago. So 22 hours prior to this, me pulling up this Google report, says Chicago gun violence. I love how they put it. Chicago gun violence. 6 dead, at least 35 wounded in shootings so far this weekend. That was NBC. Now, prior to that, 14 hours ago, which was prior to the one I just read, Chicago's weekend gun violence leaves 5 dead, 40 wounded. Still not quite done. Here's my point. They should just have a channel dedicated like ESPN, like sports, and it should say, hey, we're going to go to Baltimore where the Baltimore Bandits are running loose on the streets. What have you got, Chris? Hey, Baltimore is really hanging in there. Baltimore's got 17 shot and 3 dead. But guess what, folks? It's only Friday night. We still got the rest of the weekend to try to catch up with Chicago. I mean, what ESPN the Nueve, because they have the Ocho, get a ninth channel and show the devastation and the games that get played by the Democrats every weekend, as they call it, Chicago gun violence. The gun created no violence in Chicago. You know who did? The Biden voters. The Democrat followers. The Democrat worshipers. The Barack Obama. They're the ones who created the violence. It has nothing to do with the guns. This is where we are. We've got Kabul, Afghan. We live in Afghanistan, and you have many Kabuls, M-I-N-I, as well as M-A-N-Y, Kabuls all over the country where people are pushing to get out. They want out. They want out of democratic control. They want out away from the violence. And let me tell you, it ain't cops. It isn't the military. It's not the National Guard. It is the people that they believe to be their leaders. They are the people who create this nonsense. And you know what they're going to do? As soon as this is all over, they're going to go right back to global climate farce. They're going to go right back to critical race theory and all these other nonsensical ideas that have nothing to do with solving problems. Whether you believe this or not, Democrats love the chaos that happens in these cities each and every day, and much more on the weekends, and they also love the chaos that's going on in Afghanistan. That's what somebody else said, too. I'll let you hear that here in just a bit. Glad you're listening. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I did a little research on General Hank Taylor. He is the general who's been tasked with getting all the people out of Afghanistan. He hasn't inspired a whole lot of confidence. And there's not a lot about him. You think he's a creation, the CIA, or, you know, he's in some clandestine agency, because you can't, they say he was born probably in the 70s. He appears to be in his 50s. Don't know much. They know his wife's name, but they don't know anything about her. They don't know where Hank was born. Go Google this information and find out for yourselves. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Biden's got people in charge. You want to know a little bit about him. What's his background? He's a general, right? Let me tell you, a general in today's military, I don't treat them the same as a general in the military from decades ago. the George Pattons and, you know, people like that, the Schwarzkopfs. Those guys are gone. We have a pansy butt military right now run by metrosexuals and people who don't even want to fight. 844-551-8255. A guy wrote this: Joe Biden gave our enemies all around the world a great and lasting victory when he unexpectedly and inexplicably removed our great soldiers from Afghanistan before taking out our U.S. citizens and allies, along with abandoning many billions of dollars of the highest grade military equipment. The guesstimates on that are somewhere between $50 billion and $83 billion. Those are the two numbers I've seen. I don't know whether that's the case, whether it's pennies on the dollar at this point. I know this, you can't operate a lot of that machinery unless you have, you know, the spare parts and things like that. And I don't know why they wouldn't destroy them. But apparently that's above my pay grade. But the tuck, tail, and run strategy doesn't allow you to do the things that you're supposed to do properly. This is what you get. And apparently this is what we are getting. Somebody else, the same person that wrote what I wrote, read earlier, said this: leaving our military till the end was such a simple decision that anyone with intelligence and common sense would have made. But he called it wrong and instantly created perhaps the greatest embarrassment for our country in its history. And it's far from over. Oh, you know who wrote this? It just dawned on me. That's what Trump wrote. That's what President Trump wrote in a message that went out to everybody. I read his messages. He sends them out by email. That's what he wrote. And he's exactly right. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, I went to military school, the Marine Military Academy, and we have a lot of pride. The Devil Dogs, the Leathernecks have a lot of pride in who we are. The Marines consider themselves special forces before you even get to the level of special forces. The physical fitness test that we took was essentially what the SEALs go through. I mean, it's very similar. The only thing you don't do is you don't have to get sleep deprivation and be on the beach freezing your cojones off, you know, or practice drowning and having to, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to say Marines going in are the equivalent of SEALs, but I'm just telling you, Marines train harder than any other group, and they consider themselves special forces from the get. So when you think about Force Recon, you know, or what's now, I guess, called MARSOC, these guys are really bad dudes, equivalent to the SEALs and the Delta Force guys and people like that. But anyway, what was my point of explaining how? Oh, because the Taliban did a recreation of the iconic raising of the flag on Iwo Jima in Afghanistan. Wow, what an insult. You better know Marines want to get over there and kick some butt. They are mocking us by saying we took over. All right, whatever. What an insult, though. But see, the insults with the military are, that's just par for the course when it comes to leftists. You don't have to go back that far. Let me give you an example. Remember when the Iran Navy captured our guys, put them on deck, and had guns in their head and essentially were beating them up, and Barack Obama did absolutely nothing? You remember that embarrassing moment? That to me was the worst. Leading up to now, that has been the worst embarrassment of our military in decades until now. But hey, Biden learned from the best, and apparently he was paying attention, because he was like, you know, Barack, I can best you on embarrassing our military, you know, formerly the finest military on the face of the earth. And I can hear Biden trying to explain it. By the way, there's nothing special about being an American. Played that clip the other day. That's what Biden said. There's nothing special. Why y'all trying to feel good about being American? Yeah. Iconic Iwo Jima reenactment, which I gotta hand it to the Taliban. If you really want to get to us, that's one of the things to do. Insult us that way. You picked on the wrong group, though. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to be messing with Marines from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. We will come kick that butt. Marines don't play. Remember when Iran captured our drone? You guys remember that? They took pictures with a stealth drone. So they have stealth drone technology courtesy of Barack Obama. They never gave our drone back. You think baby black Jesus was going, listen, y'all got some of our property, and we need to get it back. So somebody needs to come on, take care of business over there. Nothing. They still got it. While Obama's over here partying with Jay-Z and B, the Iranians are deconstructing our stealth technology. Wow. So here's what somebody sent me. Why hasn't Biden fired the entire worthless general staff for this military debacle? The 7th century Taliban now controls $83 billion of prime 21st century equipment we, quote, donated through massive incompetence from pseudo-generals. I agree with this assessment as pseudo-generals. These are not real generals. These are not generals who know how to fight. These are pansies like General Powell, Colin Powell. One of my buddies said this, and I swear it's true. He says Colin Powell would be lucky to be a major, maybe a lieutenant colonel, if the military were being legit. There was nothing about that man that the only his light-skinned Negro complex made him, get his rank. That's it. And he comes off as like he's some big leader. He's not. They put those stars on his collar, and it exudes leadership, right? Just like Robert Mueller exuded, fairness, and he was a straight-laced guy, and Comey exuded all this stuff. They exude nothing. They're empty suits, the whole lot of them. Don't believe a word of it, folks. It's all hype. We'll be back.
Radio show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden told G7 leaders the United States is on track to meet the August 31st Afghan exit deadline, but is developing a plan for a possible delay. The White House COVID response team holding a briefing on Tuesday. Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the Delta variant continues to be the main strain of the virus and is driving up case numbers.
The Delta variant of SARS-CoV-2 virus is highly transmissible, represents over 98% of COVID cases here in the United States, and is driving up infections, hospitalizations, and deaths across the country.
Walensky saying a COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to prevent severe cases of the coronavirus. The ACLU is suing the state of South Carolina over its ban on mask mandates in schools. This is USA Radio News. As the border crisis continues, a border state Republican congressman is calling out the Biden administration.
Open borders by the Biden administration is threatening American sovereignty. There are only 12 agents watching 245 miles of border in Del Rio, Texas. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess says this is a federal failure.
But this is a federal responsibility. This is not something that the state government should even be having to participate in the debate. The sheer volume, the numbers of illegal crossings that occurred during the month of July, you would think the federal government would step up and provide additional funding, but that is unfortunately not the case.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The R. Kelly sex abuse trial continuing on Tuesday. Another accuser taking the stand on Monday, testifying the R&B singer sexually abused her on his tour bus and in hotel rooms when she was 17 over a period of 5 years. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Biden put out a new message to Americans to reassure us of the assurances that he gave earlier about his lies told from a week ago or whatever. But I don't want to talk to you about it here at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want you to hear it for yourself. Here's the idiot in chief that was installed as a puppet president. And now he's going to give you some comfort. The pathological liar who lies every time he opens his mouth. And he's going to give you some comfort. So you ready? Here you go. Get comforted.
We're also facilitating flights for our allies and our partners. And working in close operational coordination with NATO on this evacuation. For example, we provided overwatch for the French convoy bringing hundreds of their people from the French embassy to the airport. These operations are going to continue over the coming days before we complete our drawdown. We're going to do everything that we can to provide safe evacuation for our Afghan allies, partners, and Afghans who might be targeted because of their association with the United States. But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home. Make no mistake, this evacuation mission is dangerous. It involves risks to our armed forces, and it's being conducted under difficult circumstances. I cannot promise what the final outcome will be, or what it will be, that it will be without risk of loss. But as Commander-in-Chief, I can assure you that I will mobilize every resource necessary. And as an American, I offer my gratitude to the brave men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces for carrying out this mission. They're incredible. And as we continue to work the logistics of evacuation, we're in constant contact with the Taliban, working to ensure civilians have safe passage to the airport. We are particularly focused on our engagements on making sure every American who wants to leave can get to the airport. Where we have been seeing challenges of Americans for Americans, we have thus far been able to resolve them. We made clear to the Taliban that any attack on our forces or disruption of our operations at the airport will be met with swift and forceful response. We're also keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat at or around the airport, including from the ISIS affiliates in Afghanistan who were released from prison when the prisons were emptied. And because they are, by the way, make everybody understand that the ISIS in Afghanistan have been the sworn enemy of the Taliban. I've said all along, we're going to retain a laser focus on our counterterrorism mission, working in close coordination with our allies and our partners, and all those who have an interest in ensuring stability in the region.
What a rambling moron. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Where do you start? I love this. He begins by saying, we're facilitating flights for allies and partners. Who? Britain and France and Germany have sent their own special forces in to get their people. Who's he talking about? For allies and partners. Then he says, we're working with NATO. Since when? He made a phone call to NATO and said, hey, look, I have screwed up so badly. Can this phone call now constitutes us working together? But this is what got me. The third part of his statement that, and I don't know if you caught it, but he says, we're providing overwatch for the French as they move their people to their out of their embassies into the airport. The French went in there to get their own people. I want you to understand this. This is the French, folks. This is not the Spartans. This is the French. They send their special forces to get their people out, and, as did the British. And Joe Biden says, we provided overwatch. How so? Do you know what overwatch means? Overwatch means you've got snipers at the ready that are going to make sure that the troops can get what done. And this is generally done when you're doing, you know, like room-to-room, house-to-house type searches. And you've got a sniper who's watching, looking at the entire terrain to see if there's any bad guys that may, you know, mess up the operation. That's overwatch. So what's he doing? Joe Biden wants you to believe that he didn't deploy our military to go get our Americans that you've heard on various shows begging to get to the airport, but he provided overwatch for the French. It's a blatant lie, and it's so easy to see through. I guess he figures nobody knows what it means. And here's our love. We're doing everything to provide safe evacuation for our allies and our partners and targeted Afghans. The very people who, I don't know, somebody made the comment. We're getting bombarded with so much, but they made the comment. There are at least 10,000 Americans who are people that fit into that category who will not come out of hiding. Victor Davis Hanson, that's who did it. Who will not come out of hiding because they know that American passport means nothing. Any American, and these are the platitudes. This is what I want you to understand about politics and what just absolutely pisses me off about these sorry, inbred Neanderthals. Joe Biden wants to give you the feeling of security, like TSA. He wants to give you the feeling of security. And he says, we're going to do everything to provide your safe evacuation. And oh, by the way, any American, and I told you this was coming, who wants to come home, we will get you home. Let me tell you what that means. Let me translate that for you. Any American who's left behind, it's your fault. You obviously didn't want to come home because we were there. Where were you? Oh, you came to the airport? You didn't try hard enough. You didn't get in. Because we were there. We were waiting for you. Well, now you got to figure it out on your own. So then he adds this. It is dangerous. It involves risk. This is the guy who a week ago was telling everybody, the Taliban isn't going to take anything over. Don't worry about it. We got this. And oh, by the way, if there is a little bit of chaos, that's to be expected. Come on, what are you talking about? Anytime, it was going to be tough no matter when we leave. What are you doing? Why are you coming down on me? Did I mention their government leaders left? Did I mention their fighters stopped fighting? Oh, yeah. I didn't get a report, an intelligence report that said that would happen. But you know what? That's not on me. That's on them. Oh, different generals, they had differing thoughts and points of view. I made a decision. We got to get out of there. I don't want to send any more of your kids over. Excuses and lies. But then he gives himself a get out of jail free card. Can't make any promises. No promises. There is a risk of loss. A risk of loss? No, there is a loss. We've already lost people. There's not a risk of loss. And then he goes on. Look, I'm going to parse this because I want you to understand what kind of an idiot you're working with. And when you're dealing with a leftist, if anybody, you see somebody with a Biden, a Harris sticker on their car, or some leftist who wants to get in your face about vaccinations or anything else, the border, separating parents from their kids, or global climate BS, you say to them, you elected a guy, you allowed a group of people to cheat in a brain dead moron that is not only showing you what's going on in Afghanistan, he's showing you the same devastation that happens in this country every single day. Every single day, in every major city, all these atrocities, oh, they aren't as glaring. The Taliban isn't, the Democrats, a.k.a. the Taliban in every city, aren't running around with AK-47s and, you know, showing them, and big beards. No, they're not. But they're just as deadly. They're just as dangerous. He goes on to say this. We'll mobilize all the resources. And then here comes the platitudes. And I want to give my gratitude to the brave military men and women because he wants to get that red meat. Oh, there he is. At least he's thanking the military. He ain't selling me. That old fool sells me on nothing. And then I love this part. We're in constant contact with the Taliban. So you're recognizing their government, right? And he says, and we're going to make sure that every American can get to the airport. Hey, demented Joe. Getting to the airport's not the problem. Americans are getting there even after running the gauntlet of having to risk their lives and who knows what else to get there. They're not getting in. And he says, I love this part. We've been able to resolve. Anybody that gets there, we've been able to resolve all the issues. Do you believe this lie? This is so blatant. I don't even know how to describe it. And then finally, he admits, ISIS could be at the airport. Before, they were, we're not worried about Al-Qaeda and ISIS and those guys. Now he's worried about them suddenly, and he's laser focused, and here's where they're trying to change the narrative. Pay attention. He's laser focused on counterterrorism. So he repeats, we're working in close coordination with our allies and partners. Yeah? Who's he working with? Because the French, the Germans, and the English don't know he's working with them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Worst military defeat in decades. And it shouldn't have even happened. It wasn't a military engagement per se. It was America saying, we're getting out. And instead of getting out orderly, we are getting out as if we're being chased out. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Look, there's a lot of news going on. I'm trying to interject it in between, but this is too big to let go. Now, I got a clip, the final clip I want to play for you that involves Glenn Greenwald. What's his name? I forget his first name. Glenn Greenwald. Thank you. And he really offers some enlightening insights on what's going on here. I still have a curiosity, folks, and it involves the press, the media. Why are they coming down on Biden viciously right now? Now, I'm off social media, so I don't know what they allow to be said. But I can't imagine Facebook and Twitter are banning people for saying, look at Biden be a stupid dude, right? I haven't seen, you know, and here's what's funny. Normally I get a lot of tweets on different things that are happening. I haven't seen, unless I go out on Twitter and just look at the top stories or whatever, I'm not getting anything. So what's going on? Something's happening. I'm just telling you, I can feel it. When the normal thing isn't happening, you have to ask yourself, where's the trickery going to come from? Because it's coming from somewhere. You know, are his lies so glaring that even the fake news media won't cover for him anymore? And I dare you, watch Biden in any of these pressers that he's given, because they dragged him out of his dungeon for the first one. That was a major fiasco. That was the one where he blamed everybody but himself. And then he goes on Stephanopoulos and he continues screwing the pooch. And now he's had another presser. We just played the clip and you're just going, why don't you just shut up? The Democrat, who are his speech writers? Because I don't know who would write this stuff. They're so detached from reality. So watch him and see if you see what I see. And if you're wondering, Kevin, what do you see? Let me tell you what I see. I see desperation. I see a guy who goes, I know I wasn't elected fairly. He knows it. I have to keep appearances. You know, I have to make myself appear presidential, even though everybody knows I'm a liar, a pathological liar with a crackhead son and an egomaniac for a wife. But I have to pretend that life is good. I'm a brain dead moron. I can't think straight for more than 15 minutes. How am I going to keep it together? I was talking to a friend of mine. He says, Kevin, you remember when Reagan started to lose it? Nancy was kind of stepping in. Where's Dr. Jill? I see sister girl, baby, you know, sister Black Jesus. She's always around him now. She's not saying much. Where's she going next? I heard she was going to like Croatia or somewhere. Anything but to put her in the spotlight. You'd think she'd be front and center. Oh, sister girl. No. Now she's behind the scenes. Nobody wants to bring her out. Usually you need a scapegoat. And you know, Black folks get killed first in the movies. Why don't you bring Kamala out and let her take the bullet for old Crazy Joe? Anyway, I want to get to this clip. So Glenn Greenwald, and he and Tucker Carlson are having a discussion, and he gives an interesting perspective on what he thinks is happening with Biden in Afghanistan. Check it out.
One of the things that's going on here is obviously the corporate wing of the media, the liberal corporate wing, is liberal. They're attached to the Democratic Party, but with one exception, which is they really do believe constantly in militarism and war. Their closest relationships in the media are with the CIA, are with the Pentagon, are with the national security state. They constantly cheer for war. They constantly want more war. And I think that they don't care about things like crises at the border or inflation or joblessness, none of which affects them. I do think, though, that they're deeply offended when they see America greatness as they perceive it falling and failing. And these kinds of images are ones Americans are not accustomed to seeing, losing to what is essentially a primitive fighting force in the most humiliating manner possible. So I think that it offends their ideology, which believes in militarism, which constantly cheers for war. And I think think they're being told by a lot of their sources in the military, in the CIA, who they revered the most and who did not want withdrawal. Remember, Tucker, when Trump tried to withdraw from Afghanistan, the CIA invented a lie that Russians had placed bounties on the heads of American soldiers and leaked it to the New York Times to prevent Trump from leaving. A lot of official Washington doesn't want this withdrawal, and they didn't want it with Trump, they didn't want it with Biden, and I think a lot of the anger is coming from that.
So I was fervently in favor of withdrawing. I'm grateful that we did withdraw. I'm just offended by the incompetence and the humiliation that accompanied it. What you're saying is that we imagined CNN was controlled by the DNC. In fact, it's controlled by the CIA.
Exactly. And I mean, they're certainly, the two are kind of the same usually, right? I mean, over the past five years, there's been a merger between the Democratic Party and the CIA. If you look at polling, Democratic voters revere the CIA, revere the FBI. It's Republicans who are skeptical of the deep state as a result of the Trump years. But I do think that's part of it. But I also think, and this is key, is that the Biden plan to withdraw from Afghanistan was founded and based in a lie from the beginning, which is he kept saying that the Afghan National Security Forces were strong enough to withstand the Taliban attack and would hold them off, and that it would be almost impossible for the Taliban to take over the whole country. Had he been truthful with the American people that once we withdrew, the Taliban would take over, I think the reaction would have been a lot different. I think they believed him and they feel betrayed as well by what they told him.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So, that was a journalist, Glenn Greenwald, and he says the media and the liberal, they're attached to the Democratic Party, and they believe in war. And it's so true. I grew up thinking, wow, Republicans are sort of, we're the ones that want to fight. Let me tell you what conservatives do. We will fight for the right cause. I have no problem fighting. I won't fight you over nothing. You can have it. Many of my friends can validate this. You could talk smack all day. Put your hands on me or get inside of my radius, and I'll fight like a caged tiger. So we are the look at when wars occur. Wars occur during Democrat administrations, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. World War II needed to be fought. I don't blame FDR for that. I blame Hitler. But they tend to be so. Here's the thing: recognizing there's a time to fight is a rite of passage. There is a time to fight. There's a time for you to push back against a neighbor that's encroaching or a city government that's doing something to you. There is a time to fight. But Democrats love it. They love to fight. They believe in war. They believe in creating war with you, chaos around you. I'm just telling you, they love it. I told you guys, Democrats endorse gang activity in cities. They could stop it. They endorse high crime in cities. They want you to have that fear. And as he said, the closest relationships with the clandestine agencies, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, is with Democrats. Republicans are leery about these agencies. And he says, all of them constantly want more war. What they don't care about is a crisis at the border, inflation, or joblessness, but they are offended when they see American greatness falling. I don't know that I completely agree with that. Maybe the powers that be are. But he says, losing to a primitive fighting force in the most humiliating way possible is what wakes up Democrats. And he says, remember when Trump was told by the CIA that the Russians were putting a bounty on our folks? They don't want you to withdraw. They will make up stories to keep the war going because the war is the fear. There are people that say terrorism is overblown. I've read them, and they're very competent people. They say the war on terror is another fleece of the American public. I'm beginning to believe that. I think that, quite frankly, if you leave the Taliban and all these people alone, they can run whatever they want to run. They don't really care what we do. But we have this fear of it. Tucker goes on to say, well, he imagined that the CNN was controlled by the DNC, but instead the news media is controlled by the CIA. And he says, no, it's technically one and the same. He says, Democrats revere the CIA and the FBI, and Republicans are leery of them. Anyway, I found his analysis different and interesting, and I hope you did as well.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.